Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1889. Lactose Intolerance, How to Manage It, by Aidan Muir of IdealNutrition.com.au. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and start optimizing your life. Lactose Intolerance, How to Manage It, by Aidan Muir of IdealNutrition.com.au. What is lactose intolerance? Lactose intolerance is characterized by the inability to completely digest the sugar found in dairy products, called lactose. Approximately 65% of the world's population are, to some degree, lactose intolerant. Lactose is a disaccharide made up of two sugar units, glucose and galactose. To be absorbed in the small intestine, lactose must be hydrolyzed into individual sugar units, glucose and galactose, by the enzyme lactase. The inability to digest lactose is most often caused by the body's deficiency in the lactose digesting enzyme, called lactase. In rare circumstances, an individual can develop an intolerance to lactose due to damage to the small intestine, known as secondary lactose intolerance. This is often seen in those with undiagnosed celiac disease, inflammatory bowel disease, or even after a bout of an infection, such as gastroenteritis. This type of lactose intolerance often disappears once the underlying problem is eradicated. What are the symptoms? Firstly, let's explain the science behind why the particular and very unpleasant symptoms behind this intolerance occur. When a person consumes dairy, lactase is released from the small intestine to break down the galactose and glucose into their separate monosaccharide components. In a person with lactose intolerance, the lack of lactase in the body results in lactose passing through the small intestine undigested and unabsorbed, leaving it to be fermented by the bacteria, making a home for themselves in your large intestine and causing those awful symptoms. Common symptoms include abdominal cramps, bloating, gas, rumbling in the lower abdomen, diarrhea, and nausea. Symptoms typically occur 30 up to 120 minutes after consumption. So, I think I may be lactose intolerant. How do I find out? Even though you may be adamant that you absolutely do not get along with dairy, it is always best to get it officially diagnosed by a health professional to rule out any potential underlying problems. A hydrogen methane breath test is a common, non-invasive way to diagnose lactose intolerance, and other intolerances too. Your healthcare provider will have you drink a cup of lactose solution and breathe into a machine every half hour for approximately 3 hours. If there is a significant increase in the amount of hydrogen or methane your body produces after consuming the lactose drink, and you begin to feel those terribly distinct symptoms you know all too well, you'll be diagnosed as being lactose intolerant. Other forms of diagnosis include blood tests, elimination diets, and stool tests. Okay, I know I'm lactose intolerant. Does that mean no more dairy, ever? Being lactose intolerant absolutely does not mean you have to eliminate all dairy from your diet. Intolerant and allergic are not the same. Even with a lactase deficiency, typically you still produce some lactase, meaning you don't have to shy away from that little bit of ice cream on a scorching hot day. Lactose intolerance varies for everyone, and some people can handle more dairy than others. It's all about finding what works best for you and your health. The standard threshold that most people with lactose intolerance can handle without symptoms is roughly 3 grams in one sitting. Some dairy foods, such as hard cheeses, contain little to no lactose and can be enjoyed without the fear of facing those dreaded symptoms later on. Yogurt is another dairy food that may not need to be feared, as the probiotics found in yogurt do some of that lactose digesting for you, so your body doesn't have to. For a lot of people, this can translate to having a small serving of yogurt without symptoms, although it will still likely cause symptoms if larger amounts are consumed. Other strategies that can help. Eating smaller amounts of dairy throughout the day, rather than having an all-in-one hit kind of approach, can help too. This can be a great way to still enjoy dairy, minus the usual consequences. Another strategy is mixing lactose-containing foods with other foods. Having more total food while keeping the lactose content the same can help reduce the symptoms. On that theme, if the fat content of a meal is higher, it can slow down digestion, which allows the lactase enzymes slightly longer to do their job, which can help reduce symptoms. Based on this, contrary to popular opinion, full cream milk is often tolerated better than skim milk if the same total volume is consumed. Alternatives. Fortunately, the prevalence of lactose intolerance has brought about countless alternatives to regular dairy products to manage it. Lactose-free products such as milk, ice creams, and yogurts can be an absolute lifesaver. Typically, they taste very similar to their counterparts since the only difference is that the lactose has been broken down. That being said, some people would argue that they are slightly sweeter since the lactose is broken down into galactose and glucose, which make lactose when combined together. Beyond that, the only other difference is that they often have a slightly higher price tag, partially due to the cost and effort involved in removing lactose from these products. Due to the difference in price, it can be worthwhile keeping in mind that some dairy products, such as hard cheeses like mozzarella and cheddar, have minimal lactose. Often, lactose-free versions exist, but you don't necessarily need to choose the lactose-free version. Lactase tablets can be taken before eating dairy, and once consumed, allow you to completely forget that you were ever lactose intolerant. These tiny lifesavers are loaded with the enzyme lactase and allow you to enjoy any kind of dairy you can imagine. Lactase tablets can be a game changer since they can allow you to include any lactose-containing food you want, and it means you don't have to miss out on anything. Understanding how lactose intolerance works can make it much easier to manage. By utilizing a combination of these strategies, you should be able to avoid symptoms without feeling like you're making any noticeable sacrifices. You just listened to the post titled Lactose Intolerance, How to Manage It by Aidan Muir of idealnutrition.com.au. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Growing up, I remember tasting some of the lactose-free products sold at the supermarket. One of my family members was lactose intolerant for the longest time as a kid. I don't know how they could consume it. I thought it tasted awful. But now food companies have come such a long way that these lactose-free products often taste pretty amazing. Now, there are some foods that aren't lactose-free, but are sort of milk substitutes or dairy substitutes. We do have to remember that some of these foods may not be the same nutritionally when compared to foods made, let's say, from cow's milk. For example, almond milk will have a different fatty acid profile when compared to cow's milk, and will likely have less calcium when compared to cow's milk. Of course, this varies by brand, so I'm speaking in general terms here. Coconut milk will likely be higher in fat and calories when compared with cow's milk, and may also be lower in calcium. Rice milk is usually really low in protein and yet high in carbohydrates and calories. Oat milk may not have as much calcium and protein when compared to cow's milk. So you could see that depending on the substitute, we may end up trading one nutrient for another. So when deciding what to purchase, understand your goals and your nutrient needs, read those food labels, and go from there. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. And I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.